Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Names.
You will never see a team like this again.
The biggest game.
This game.
What a game.
Magnificent. Unbelievable.
Game on.
Getting a head start on the weekend.
Rugby league. That's where we love it.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks Thursday night footy.
Welcome everybody. Thursday night footy, a beautiful night in the Golden West of Sydney. Penrith Stadium, Bluebet Stadium. It's a big game. It's Penrith versus Melbourne. Melbourne trying to hang on to top four. Penrith, look, they're going to win the minor premiership, it would seem, but the task gets tougher again. No Nathan Cleary, no Jerome Luai, no Dylan Edwards, that's confirmed. We'll get to the team shortly. We were very excited about this game tonight, and I guess we still are to some extent, but the day and this game has obviously been overshadowed by that horrific news earlier in the day regarding Paul Green.
At the age of just 49, Paul Green has tragically passed away. A true legend of the game, Greeny dominated as a player.
Slips it back inside for Green, a beautiful ball.
And a coach.
I suppose if I could sum it up, I'm just really proud of the way they won tonight, how they've gone about everything they've done this year.
Playing 160 NRL games, winning the Rothmans Medal in 1995, playing 10 Origins, and then coaching for 167 games, winning the Cowboys' first ever competition.
He's got it!
Playing the NRL at only 5'6", you have to be tough. And Greeny never took a backward step from anyone.
Green stepping away, rushing players twice his size.
As a player, he played at the highest level for Queensland and Australia. As a coach, Paul Green was a winner.
And we have witnessed perhaps the greatest of them all. What a game!
He'll be forever remembered as the man who brought the Cowboys their first ever premiership. Today we say goodbye to a champion.
It was a good way to finish.
Rest in peace, Greeny.
Yeah, 49 years old, my goodness. Wendell Saylor, I know you talked very emotionally this afternoon on the drive show, the Sydney drive show, the rush hour. We're a few hours on now, and you were telling me off air, I don't think you mind me saying this, of all the players, of all the teammates, of all the people you've been associated with, this would be as surprising as just about any to hear that it's Paul Green, the news we had today.
Oh, yeah, Dan, it's one of those things where when I heard the news on the way out this afternoon at 1 o'clock, I was just, I'm thinking Paul Green, you know, when I saw the article, I'm just thinking, Green, I only saw him a couple months ago. Him and his wife, Amanda. My wife went to school with Amanda, but then Greeny, you know, whenever you see him, you always catch up with him, and he's always life of the party, absolute champion bloke. A wonderful competitor, and whenever you've been in those Origin camps and stuff, and you're playing against the Sharks, you know, always hello, and he's everything rugby league was about. A real good guy, good family man, and, you know, obviously a decent coach. And I think we did that grand final, and it reminded me, I was watching a few clips. Yeah. I wanted the Broncos to win, you know, as the next Bronco, but being a North Queensland boy as well, I wasn't too unhappy for Thurston, and then that moment when Green and Thurston embrace, and for me, you know, that's... In North Queensland, you know, Paul Green brought him the first premiership, but I just think what he did in and around the community and the club will be forever remembered.
Yeah. Did you have much to do with him, Jamie? Did you know much about him? Obviously, you would have played during his coaching era, so obviously you wouldn't have crossed paths as players, but may have crossed paths from that sense, the player versus coach.
Yeah, yeah. We had a couple of interactions, and he was always a stand-up individual and just... So sad to hear the news. Obviously, I didn't know him on a personal level, but we're one big rugby league family, and everyone's hurting today. And it's just so sad, Dan. It really is. It's there's no real other words I can say than it's really sad, and condolences to all his loved ones.
I'm glad. And by the way, Wendell, if you feel the need at any time, put the cans down. I know if you're close to him.
Yeah,
feel free to do that. I'm glad we can talk honestly and openly about what happened. We live in that era now that he's taken his own life, and that's just, you know, that's so bad, so tough for his family. But I'm glad we can actually have that honest conversation, which I'm sure Gus and and the crew would have done this afternoon on your show. And I mean, that will leave questions for those that love him. And
Well, we didn't really touch on it, Dan. Like, no one sort of knew. Like, we sort of knew, but we didn't say anything. We sort of let the emotion of what sort of the guy that he was. But I think you touching on it now,
yeah,
that's the thing that hits home to me. Like, he's the last person, you know, that I thought, you know, in or in the space. And that's what I think I said it before, mate. You know, I mean, I've had my demons and I've been up and down. I've had time off. And I just think we need to be kinder to one another. But that's also, I just think we've got to reach out to our mates. We've had a tough couple of years. And I think the Sharks had a reunion last week. And I reckon if one person, I said to Gus, if one person would have known that he was going through a bit of a tough time, I reckon, you know, the boys would have got around him because they played golf, they got on the beers last week, and that's what we're used to doing. We're used to masking what's going on around us, and then when he left there, he obviously wasn't feeling great.
And that's, it's the thing about these issues, Wendell, like, it affects, it doesn't discriminate on what you do and who you've been in the past and whatever you've managed to accomplish in your life, it doesn't matter.
And you said it, people are very good at masking the issues. I mean, I love the idea of asking people if they're okay. Yep. That's a wonderful campaign that was started a few years ago. But, you know, it's but some people just don't.
Yeah.
You've got to wait for them to want to talk.
Yep.
And, that's it really is a bit of pill. Let's talk about the football side.
Yeah.
He did a very good job, obviously, with the Cowboys, given he gave them their first premiership. They were on the rise. They'd been there and thereabouts. Thurston was in his prime. Tamalolo was coming through. Matt Scott, of course, remember how good a front rower he was. This was a good side, but it wasn't a great side. And often the rugby league gods would hurt them. They were making finals. They were being eliminated in strange circumstances. Remember?
Manly.
The hand of Foran.
Bo Ryan.
They scored off a seventh tackle. Yeah. All these things conspired against them. But it was him that, I know players like Jonathan Thurston, I know he's doing it very tough. He was supposed to be here for Channel 9. He's gone back home. That said, it was Greeny that said, you know what, we've got to stop whinging about these things and we've got to do something. There's nothing we can do about these things. So there are certain coaches that have the ability, as you boys would know, to take a team from an ordinary team to a competitive team. But then there are those coaches, you need something special, don't you, to take it from a good to a great team, from a highly competitive team to a championship team. And that's what he did.
He made them resilient. And it's such a trait of Paul Green's to have resilience and just that, what he brought to the Cowboys. And obviously Thurston was that person. So Thurston was his man and Matt Scott, you know, they were co-captains. And he got the right guys there. And just the way they played in that grand final, no, mate, that was a great call from you. And I just thought the Broncos were home there. And we know what sort of transpired in that play. You know, Cole Felt play at the end there. Michael Morgan was unbelievable. I just saw Michael Morgan a couple of weeks ago at Origin. And it means probably more to North Queensland now, you know, after what's just happened today. And I think Jimmy Graham just said, you know, we're a family, you know, and this is, we've lost one of our own.
Yeah. And you can't forget he was a damn good player too.
I remember
those Cronulla sides were there and thereabouts, 94 to 98, he was there. In fact, they made the Super League Grand Final. Now, they had no right against Brisbane. I mean, you had the all-star team, but they got to the grand final. They were a good team
for
a long, long time. He actually played for Easts for a period in the early 2000s. I mean, how ironic, he played under Graham Murray. And Graham is another, as everyone in North Queensland listening tonight knows, is another gone way too soon. Well, who was a North Queensland coach.
He was in that 2002 Rooster side, but he got injured at the start of the
year. That's right.
I was watching Freddie and that talk about it, and Joey, and even Joey, you know, Joey, quite emotional. And the good thing about Greeny too, like, you know, he's your typical cheeky halfback. He's just quick-witted, and when him and Alf used to get together, mate, in camp you'd get a bit nervous because him and Alf would just team up against you. So they'd go against me and Gordy, and then it'd be Chris McKenna, then Chris McKenna would stay out of it. But, you know, he came through, that Cronulla and Broncos, we had so many good matches with those guys down Shark Park up in Brisbane, and then, you know, he'd lit me up and he'd go, oh, mate, Richie Barnett, it's all over you, mate. I'm going to put a few on your head, mate, and Richie will just fly to the top of you. And I said, right, yeah, mate.
was a good sledger.
Oh, he was a good sledger too.
Always
good.
The little halfbacks are the good sledgers.
But he was good at it. He was a smart sledger. He wasn't. You know, wasn't going low. It was good.
Michael Morgan. We did a show. Triple M Footy did a show this afternoon, paying tribute to Paul Green. You can get that via the listener app. Michael Morgan, because. Through the magic ball in that grand final, they wouldn't be premiers without Michael Morgan's pass. Matt Bowen, of course, part of it as well. I don't want to forget all the players that were part of Paul Green's team. But Michael Morgan on the impact that Paul Green had on him.
Mate, look, he was more than influential. He sort of helped me carve out the career that I did have. It was no coincidence once he took over. He gave me an opportunity at fullback, a position I'd never played in before, and taught me. And I said it throughout my career, and when he unfortunately moved on from the Cowboys, how much he taught me about the game. You play up growing it, you think you know everything, but he just opened up a whole new world to the actual knowledge of the game for me. And yeah, I've never been able to thank him enough.
Yeah. His greatest achievement as a coach might have been 2 years later when Jonathan Thurston was injured, and he basically, Morgan and Tal Malolo obviously hated significantly by the coach, took them to the grand final, one they had no right to get to, but they were simply magnificent through that September.
Yeah, they did well to get that run there, and I think we did the grand final. I think Fenton broke his leg in the first 5 or 10 minutes. And
geez, you've got a good memory.
Oh, that's what they pay me for, mate. You know? No, I'm joking.
It's so hard to comprehend. I've got to be honest. I turned on four or five times a day. I'll click on Daily Telegraph website.
Sure.
And I saw Paul Green. I thought, oh, he's got a coaching gig. Honestly, that's the first thing I saw Paul Green's picture.
Yeah.
And it was like when Shane Warne, it happened to him, and I saw something, and I thought, oh, what's he done now?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you've got to, it takes a few seconds for it to soak in. So, look. Let's bring in this man. He's part of the family here at Southern Cross Austereo, but more importantly, he was part of that 2015 Premiership team. Ben Hannon, I don't know where we start here, but firstly, thank you for joining us. I know it must be a very difficult day to be close to Paul Green and to have this news.
Yeah, it's a shock, to be honest.
Okay, we've got a bit of a dodgy line.
Oh, mate, Benny, yeah.
So we'll try and get that back up again.
He's probably just finished boxing at the gym, like.
He's what?
He's pretty getting ready for Gal. Boxing. He's boxing him.
Is he one of the fighting Gal?
Hodjo and Ben Hannon are taking on Paul Gallen on the same night.
You don't want to be the first one to have to fight Gal?
Yeah, I agree. Who'd want to fight Gal anyway? It's just good luck. Oh, good luck, boys. That's all I'll say.
Hey, while we try and get Benny Hannon back up, the teams for this game tonight, Charlie Staines, well, he's named at fullback. I wonder what they'll do there. So no Dylan Edwards. Jeez, that's a blow. Sunia Taruva. I think they call him Tito. Emma can check that for us, but Sunia Taruva will play on the wing. He made his debut last week.
Yeah, you can't just change your name, Dan.
Hey?
You can't just change your name willy-nilly.
But I think that's what everyone at Penrith calls
you. I'm joking, mate.
Benny, we're trying again. Hard to describe what happened today. How are you feeling, my friend?
Oh, mate, numb, to be honest. All the boys I've spoken to today as well were just in shock. And Greeny was just a man full of life, and no one saw this coming.
It's funny you say that, full of life, because you never know, do you, Jimmy, the sort of people that mask it very well. Did he... I want to ask this, but it's probably prying. Did he show... Did he get down at times? We'll get to Paul Green, the coach, in a moment, but did he get... Because this is the thing. Everyone is totally shocked by the fact that he obviously reached these depths, Benny. So, I mean, Wendell said it. If it was going to be anyone, he'd be the last person, and I guess you'd probably feel the same.
Yeah, and he was always in control of it. What he did up there at the Cowboys was just incredible from 2014 all the way through to 2020 or wherever it may be. One premiership, took him to another grand final as well. Plenty of finals footy for a club that for so long had not tasted that success. He was the first one to do it. He always had control of his team, and we're a very tight-knit team, and, he was a big part of that. And whenever we went out, we trained hard, we played hard, but also when we went out, he was leading the charge as well and was there with all the boys and great relationship with, the Jonathan Thurstons, Coops, Thumper, all those boys. It's everyone's just numb.
What was his quality as a coach? So you got to play under Wayne Bennett for a long time, didn't you? So, I mean, there's greatness right there. But Paul Green, obviously a premiership winning coach as well. What were his qualities?
I just think where the game is heading, that next, you know, he had a great mentoring there when he was at the Roosters. So our game plan was very similar to the way the Roosters played, but hitting certain points of the field, counting numbers and constantly, playing what you see in front of you. But we knew certain points where we needed to be, and what, you know, once you hit those points, you know, you knew your role and what you had to do. You made sure that every time we took that field, all 17 players knew exactly where they needed to be, what they needed to do, and when opportunities came, knew how to take them. So he was someone who took control and understood exactly how to get us all to buy in and believe. And, it's just a sad day for rugby league today.
Yeah, Benny, I agree. But even, like, you know, being up there in North Queensland, I know I saw him at the Sharks, you know, come through in the mid-90s, but he was a really good family man, and he cared about, you know, the family and the community. And that's why my in-laws, you know, the season ticket holders up there, and when Greeny went up there, they'll just go, oh, Paul Green's so good for the club. And you'd go to the members' stuff, and Greeny would be front and centre with you guys. It was about you guys, but he'd make sure he talked to anyone, and he was just an absolute breath of fresh air.
Hey, he is, and... You know, our hearts and thoughts go out to his family, Amanda, Jetty, and his daughter also, Emerson. Little fella's birthday, I think it was yesterday as well. So you just feel for them. Like, you know, I think, you know, as a community, I think we've got to get around them and let them know that we care about them and we're there for them, because it's going to take a lot of time to, you know, for them to go through what they're going through.
All right. Well said, Ben. I'll let you go, because I think there's more to be said beyond that. People of Townsville will be doing it hard. It's such a tight-knit rugby league community.
Well, I called my mother-in-law on the way out here just because I couldn't get hold of my wife, just to let them know. And because, as I said to you, my wife went to school, with Amanda, and then my mother-in-law hadn't heard anything about it. She was in disbelief, so, yeah.
Sort of an irony, isn't it? Yeah. Roosters play Cowboys this week. It'd be probably nicer if it was in Townsville, but, I mean, that's just the way it is. But, obviously, Greeny had a lot of years at the Roosters and plays the Cowboys, no doubt. It'll be recognised at all 8 games, I imagine, this week. But, Benny, thank you very much, mate. We wish you all the best. Thank you very much.
Anyway,
if you're doing it tough, you can call Lifeline, and they are very good, and they are there all the time. It's a very good service. 1-3-1-1-1-4-13-11-14.
Yeah, it's really important, that, isn't it, Dan? Because, like I say, this sort of stuff doesn't discriminate on who it affects. And
And that's, like, why I think it's important we talk about it. I
mean, yeah, no, it is, Dan.
We're recognising, you know, a very big person from the rugby league community, but, you know, there'd be people listening tonight that may be having those same thoughts, and it's important that we talk about it, and maybe people can try and find some signs. Anyway, let's move on. We are here for a football broadcast, and no doubt we'll be recognising Paul Green throughout the weekend. Triple M, this is Thursday Night Football. It's Penrith versus Melbourne.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rocks footy.
Yes, indeed. Plenty of stuff on the Triple M website and listener regarding Paul Green. And there was a special show done this afternoon. Dobbo and Liam put that together at short notice, so there's plenty there. This game tonight, this is a fascinating game. Penrith and Melbourne. James Graham, Wendell Saylor here as well. By the way, we do prime time for SwiftX. Buy, sell and earn crypto with SwiftX. Visit SwiftX.com to kick off your crypto journey today. Penrith now losing Dylan Edwards. They've already lost Cleary. They've already lost Luai. Melbourne aren't exactly at full strength. No Jerome Hughes. Their back five continues to be ravaged. Although Xavier Coates came back last week. Olam is back tonight. Meany at fullback, but... Geez, I'd love to have Pappenhausen. Good luck trying to tip a winner in this.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it, Dan? I mean, a lot of the focus naturally goes on the players that are missing. But if there's guys that are going to stand up today, you've got to focus on them. And that, for me, Penrith, it all revolves around Api Korosau. He's the only survivor from the full-strength spine for the Penrith Panthers. So his role then just increases. He's the first guy that touches the ball and dictates the pace of the attack and where it goes. So he's going to have to be really clued in, switched on as to where the ball goes. We saw how well they worked last week against the Canberra Raiders, especially defensively. So they'll be looking for a similar performance without the ball. Then you look to Melbourne and you go, well, yeah, yes, they're missing Pappenhausen. Yes, they're missing Hughes. But when you've got Cameron Munster on your side,
yeah,
you know you've got a chance. And be interesting to see just how he operates today. Obviously, Meaney's been named at fullback, but it wouldn't surprise me to see Cameron Munster do a little bit of a stint there and look to get his hands on the football. I mean, it
worked so well last week.
It did, Dan, and it doesn't matter what numbers on Munster's back. He's going to have an impact on the game, but no doubt Coach Bellamy would be positioning Cameron Munster in spots where he's going to retreat, he's going to receive the ball more than most. So, yeah, that's what it's all about for Melbourne today.
All right, we're watching the Melbourne Storm go through their warm-up. We'll preview this game further as we get closer. But by the way, Penrith here, this ground filling nicely, and why not? It's nearly chockers every week. 25 from their last 26 they have won. The only time they've lost was Parramatta beating them. Isn't it amazing? Parramatta is the only team to have beaten them this year, and they've beaten them twice. Melbourne... But by the way, Parramatta are very much Penrith fans tonight because they want to overtake Melbourne, the Eels. They've got South tomorrow. South want to overtake Melbourne as well. So there's a lot of teams waiting for a Melbourne Storm defeat tonight.
Should be a great game, that one, tomorrow, shouldn't it?
Oh, yes.
Parramatta against South. I think that's going to be a crack.
And you've got Roosters in North Queensland as well. Roosters on the rise. Cowboys in second. They will not put a foot wrong. Let's take a break, and then we'll come back and continue to preview this game. And we'll look ahead to the weekend and some of the big stories during the week. We'll tackle them right after this. It's NRL prime time here on Thursday night. We do it for SwiftX. Buy, sell and earn crypto with SwiftX.com to kick off your crypto journey today. More after this.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Triple M indeed, as we get ready for Penrith and Melbourne. Some of the big issues of the week, Wendell Saylor and James Graham.
Mm.
Let's get to them. Ricky Stewart, I think we've all had our say on whether the punishment was fair, not fair, too big, not big enough. Here's my question, James. If he's gone from Tuesday 4 o'clock to Tuesday 4 o'clock, where at what time will they miss him the most? Is it before the game? Is it halftime? Is it the big training session? When is it?
I'd say it's before the game, Dan. That's when coaches really tune in. It's their final time to have an impact on the result and a key reminder to the key players. So that's when it'll be missed the most, Dan. Most definitely. And you know, they're coming up to an emotional time. They know they've got to win four. They've got to win four in a row to make finals. So
yes,
they're not winning four in a row, mate.
You don't reckon?
No.
Well, that's what. No, I didn't say they win, but I think the run home is you know by the teams that they play, it's winnable. But
I think they might only have to win. I think they're going to probably have to win four as well because the Roosters are playing well. The Roosters have got North Queensland who just seem to defy the odds every week.
They do.
West Tigers will probably beat them. Melbourne down there. And then South, and it doesn't matter if South have nothing to play for, if their position is locked in, they're going hell for leather.
Yeah.
So it is feasible for the Roosters to only win one of those. They probably win more because they're playing too well. But all right, so you agree with that, Del, before the game?
I think a bit of a captain's run.
Yes.
Because you put things in place and then you double down on that, as Jimmy said. So, you know, because you want to see how your troops are going and you want to give them that last sort of, you know, this is what we've put in place now and we need to go out and...
So they play Sunday, captain's run Saturday morning.
Yes.
And the big training session would be, what, Wednesday, Thursday? Isn't there one sort of big...
Some teams do it minus three, some teams do it minus two.
Right, okay. So you got all those sort of checkpoints along the way. Has it happened often, Jimmy, where a coach has read the room so well that he's managed to change the room before a game? Does that happen often? If a team is just, for whatever reason, they just don't have it, they're just off, they're just the focus isn't there, can a coach click them into gear?
I think definitely at halftime they can, Dan. definitely a half time, but you've only got a few of those in your arsenal before the message just becomes, you know, same old, same old. So you've got to save those for special occasions, but undoubtedly at half time you can have a response and change the course and the direction of the game with how the players are going about their business.
Now, I wonder how the bloke that used to sit in your seat, Benji Marshall's feeling, and hopefully he's listening. But, geez, having a tough little run here, Isaiah Papali'i, they can't seem to talk him into wanting to stay at the Tigers. When I say stay, hold his end of the bargain. Where do you stand on this? I'll start with you, Jimmy.
Go, Jimmy.
Can't backflip. We've been over this. We've done it before. Tedesco went to Canberra, signed, sealed, delivered. Papers are running. Kids are getting their Tedesco number one jersey from Canberra. He backflips. And he's not the only one. He was the biggest name.
DCE?
DCE. But it was a mess, Dan.
Yeah, but so DCE, hang on. DCE, what he did was probably pretty ordinary, but at the same time, he adhered to the rules at the time.
Exactly. So he adhered to, what happened was, is the fans had enough of it. They were over the back flipping, and everybody was. It wasn't a good look for the game.
Yep.
So the NRL come in and changed the rules. You had a cooling off period.
10 days, isn't it?
Cooling off period. Then you could announce it to save this mess, this embarrassment. It just can't happen unless there's like it's a specific reason, a very specific circumstance. He can't just backflip. It just makes a mockery of it, Dan.
Yeah, but Jimmy, you know, how many Australians went to the Super League and then all of a sudden got homesick
because
they had something better to do? They had, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but
people can make an excuse too.
You can make an excuse, but if you've got exceptional circumstances, that's the only way. Not, oh, he doesn't want to play for them anymore. As a player, you know that.
The Tigers have got to stand for something.
Exactly.
They could hold him, but you're trying to build a new culture at that club. That culture has been pretty ordinary for a long time. So if someone doesn't want to be at the club, if I'm the members and fans, I'm saying let him go.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but why have a player at your club? You've gone through enough and you've bought the wrong players. I know he's going to be a good player, but he doesn't want to go to the club. If someone doesn't want to be at the club...
You can't be a doormat. I mean, remember when Ivan Cleary...
Yes.
He did the dirty on them, right?
Yes, he did.
We like Ivan, but he did the dirty on them. And they actually stood their ground and got a lot of compensation. And we all thought, oh, well, here we go. They've finally stopped being a doormat. Well... They don't seem to have a great reputation. They are seen as weak.
Yeah.
James Tarmo, I thought, came out looking weak. And I think there's a definite attitude from the Tigers. Let's be nice about this. Let's not offend him. And he might still want to come. So they're taking a very softly approach. Instead of saying, well, he's got a signed deal. We expect to see him November 1.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, to Dell's point, they do have to stand for something, that we're not going to be a doormat. Because basically, they've let Luciano Leilua go up to North Queensland on the premise that Papali'i was coming in. They've missed out that, you know, that he's taken up a decent chunk of money.
Kilmer Tuolungi, gun, is going to Manly.
Yeah, so... And where's it stop? In fact, Dan, this for me, this isn't a Tigers issue. This is an NRL issue. This is where the NRL need to come out and go, you've signed, mate.
But hang on, there is an argument. You're right, I know what you're saying. But if the Tigers mutually agree, what can the NRL do about that? If the Tigers go, we're not...
Okay, well, the Tigers need to step in, and then if Papali'i still wants to go, the NRL have got to say no, or present us the case as to why it's a...
The Tigers have to take the attitude, he's coming, and if he wants to do a Gordon Tallis, and that was totally different reasons, sit on the sidelines, and we have to... Even if somehow it goes to court and we have to pay him anyway because we've made the decision, we have to stand for that and show the rugby league world we will not be walked over anymore.
And then also, Dan, what's to say next year the Tigers go out and sign one of the superstars of our game? They've got him coming for 2024. If you're that player, you'll just go, well, I'll sign there, and then I'll just... If I don't want to go and something better comes up later in the piece, I'll have that as security. But if a better option comes up, I'll just play my cards and say I don't want to go anymore. We just can't do it, Dan.
And
it
the supposed can't. Reason Michael Maguire's not there. Well, you put that clause in the contract.
Yes.
Put that clause in the contract.
Absolutely.
If you are going because of Madge, I fancy the money might have been the main reason you were going, but if that, then that's up to the manager to sort that out. quickly, Del, where should South play? The new footy stadium?
Yes, I think it makes perfect sense, mate. The Roosters are there. Mate, it just makes perfect sense for South to play there. I know there's a lot of talk, obviously, about our core stadium, but, mate, that beautiful stadium, the South fans, they deserve it, and the government, mate, stop standing your ground on it. Let them play there.
Well, they're the ones. Let me tell you something. Yeah. About a year ago, I bumped into someone from South and said, where are you playing? And they said, the South Sydney person said, we want to play here. This is a core stadium.
Okay.
But the government is pushing us to move to the football stadium because they know they've got to have content there. So the government's changed its tune because they don't want a core homebush to be a white elephant because they know no one wants to play there voluntarily. Canterbury and South know they can do better at Bankwest for Canterbury,
yep.
South at the footy stadium.
Yep.
I don't hate the idea of Homebush being Wembley type in it. We only go there for the absolute big games. It's great for Origin. It's great for the grand final.
I like that, Dan.
And concerts.
That's it. Big concerts.
Yeah, big concerts.
All right, that's it. We've covered a few topics there. Triple M rocking Thursday night football. Yes, Jimmy?
Del, just out of interest, who would you like to see play at Core Stadium as a concert? Who would you like to go and see? I'm just trying to get a take on your musical taste.
I'm going to guess Bruno Mars.
No, Robbie Williams. I love Robbie Williams.
Did you see him when he was out of the footy stadium a few years ago?
No,
I
didn't. I missed that. I know. I love Robbie, yeah.
He was unbelievable.
Yeah, Robbie.
Do you like your old rockers?
Yeah, of course I do, yeah.
He's not that old, but,
Actually, one of the best concerts I've ever seen was at ANZ Stadium at Mount Gravatt, like back in Brisbane, was Billy Joel and Elton John together.
You know they're coming out here again?
Well, mate,
They're playing MCG in December.
I'll go down there. I'm stomaching a few calls in.
Yeah, calling a few favours.
Yeah.
Hey, Del here, how you going? Yeah. I know I've not spoke for a while, but seeing if you can't get us any tickets for Elton John.
I'm happy to pay for him.
You always throw that in the message, don't you? Happy to pay if needed. Cheers.
You mean other people do that? I've been doing that for years.
Thanks to McDonald's. Triple M rocks footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.